This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. This past weekend, thousands of Treasure Coast residents met along the beach in Martin County to protest environmental damage believed to be done by freshwater releases from Lake Okeechobee into the naturally brackish Indian River Lagoon. The organizer was Clint Starling. He joins us now with a report of the activities. He wanted to send a message, and thousands of residents joined with him.
Absolutely. They all turned up to help us send that message, for sure.
Did you talk to people? Did you get a sense of where they came from?
I did. We were spread out. So I was posted at Jensen Beach, and I talked to people. Most people there, you know, came from Jensen or even Port St. Lucie. We had people spread out throughout. So, I mean, we had people from Stewart. I talked to people that drove down from Jupiter, Vero Beach, all over the Treasure Coast, really.
So even people who are not maybe living in an area to be directly affected by this are concerned.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, people in Vero, they're not directly connected to this. Even in Jupiter, you know, a lot of them come fish and boat and do activities in our river too. So they're all concerned.
And is there any effort? I've seen some of the pictures. Are you taking these pictures and sending them to people who may not have been there, people who are the decision makers?
Absolutely. We make those photo opportunities so that we can, you know, disseminate them and get them out there to as many people as we can. But did you see the one where we spelled out Save Our River and People?
Yes.
I love that picture.
What happens now? Where do you go from here?
Well, from here, I mean, we're gonna keep doing rallies. We don't exactly have the next one planned yet. We're gonna keep doing rallies. We're gonna keep showing up every time, you know, there's an important meeting for the decision makers that actually, you know, have a say over what happens with the water. And we're gonna try and raise some money.
Do you have an estimate as to how many people you believe joined you this weekend?
Yeah, we had about 7,000, I would say. I mean, I know it takes 5,456 people to make the chain for 3.1 miles, and we had, you know, in some places it was 10 people deep, and we had all the people in the spelling out the word Save Our River, and that took, you know, about 1,000 people just to do that. So, yeah, I'd say about 7,000.
Now, were you careful? I know you had a shuttle bus planned and things like that. Were you careful to leave the beach in good condition then, too?
Oh, absolutely. And our protesters always leave whatever site in better shape than it was. At our first protest at the Phipps Park by the locks, we had 6,000 people there. And we had a whole, you know, team of volunteers and a couple of people that worked at the park ready to do cleanup when it was over. And there was not one piece of litter to pick up in that entire park. We all kind of just looked at each other and went home.
Now, does your group have a website or a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page. We don't have a website yet. I mean, keep in mind, we're still under about 15 days since we started all this.
I understand.
From the very beginning. So we don't have an actual website yet, but we do. We have two Facebook pages. One is Citizens for Clean Water, and the other one is the River Justice League.
What is your demographic for the protest?
The age diversity has been there. It's amazing. I mean, there's, you know, 5-year-old kids that are dressed up in costumes and can explain the science to you, I might add. Mm-hmm. And then there's, you know, 80-year-old women that come stumbling out on the beach with walkers and get out there on the line and are just as mad and protesting as everyone else. It's been great.
We've been speaking this evening with Clint Starling, who organized this past weekend's Lagoon protest. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.